Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Aaron Zapata is in the house. Impact Properties, welcome.
Hey, great, thanks. Good to be back.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, it would not be a weekday morning without something to celebrate on Ron Siegel Radio. Today, I'm looking at the list. I'm sure Joe Biden is happy about this one. It is National Delaware Day.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't get into that one. National French Fry Day, having beaten anorexia. I'll celebrate that one a little bit today. And then we've also got National Beans and Franks Day. Might also throw a little Beano in with that one. I'm just saying there. But I can go with that one as well. Take a look at the markets. Where are the markets doing this morning? Dow Jones Industrial Average up 25 points. No big deal. Oil up 62 cents a barrel. Again, not a real big deal, especially in Taxifornia. We'll find a way to raise that price anyway, with or without the increased costs there. And I look at the U.S. 10-year Treasury. It is up as well, 2.356. I mentioned that, as you know, because that is an indicator of what's happening in the mortgage market. Speaking of the mortgage market, Freddie Mac came out with their market survey this morning. 4.03% is the week's average. Pay a half a point to get it. That's a 30-year fixed rate. Last year, this time, 3.42. So we're at 4.03 as we speak. That is their number. Now, remember, it's a good gauge because it's consistent, but it can be a little bit misleading in the sense that those numbers, the survey takes their data from Monday through Wednesday. The lenders really want to get that off their desk, so they send it back Monday, and it's reported every Thursday morning. So it's really dealing with three-day-old data. And I know that in this day and age of Twitter and text messaging, you know, I go back to the day when we had to wait for the mail to arrive, you know, and then all of a sudden we got a fax machine with it. Remember that round, that thermal? Aaron, you probably remember those days, right? Thermal paper rolled up, and you had to unwind it.
Not good.
And then it would erase after time.
It gets too hot, disappears.
Yeah. So now we're looking at the instant information. So when we talk about this report that's 3 days old, that is a little bit, you wonder about it. U.S. jobless claim came out this morning. The jobless claims fell by 3,000. 247,000 is a seasonally adjusted number. Wall Street expected 245,000. We can yawn at that one. What's most important is the weekly claims figures. That's the rough estimate. That's gives you a little bit more reliability when you're looking at the four-week moving average. Claims rose to 245,000. Economy added 222,000 jobs. We've talked about that one. And the continuing unemployment, 1,945,000 in the week ended July 1st. So just a little bit of economic news right there. The big news of the day, obviously, is going to be the Federal Reserve talking about how they're going to wind down their balance sheet, how they've gone from a $1 trillion balance sheet to a $4 trillion balance sheet. How are they going to wind down all those bonds that they're holding, and what effect will that have on the market? And Aaron and I are going to chat about that a little bit later in the broadcast, because it'll have an effect on interest rates, but will it be something that you need to watch out for? That'll be the big question that we'll chat about. We'll try and shed some light on it and give you our opinions. Speaking of shedding light, Goldman Sachs finally waking up, apparently. They are relaxing their dress code, but only for their computer geeks. So I've shared this with you before when I was at Merrill Lynch way back when in the 90s. You know, the dress code, it was very simple, even for somebody that's challenged when it comes to fashion, someone that's fashion challenged like me. You know, it was a dark suit. I got the choice of dark blue or black. I got a choice of a white long sleeve shirt or a white long sleeve shirt. And you did have options of ties. So you could wear whatever tie you wanted to. That was the dress code. Well, I guess apparently Goldman Sachs is saying they're going to go to business casual, and they're going to want to make sure that their employees or their team understands what that means. So that's new changes for some of the big guys out there.
Are you sure you didn't work at Fry's Electronics?
Could be. It might be. You might be right there. Absolutely. So I got to clear up a few questions that have been coming in. Quite a few questions that have been coming in. I have shared with you my opinion about the myth of the DU approval, the desktop underwriting approval. I'm going to give you three acronyms here, but I'm only going to give them to you once, what they mean, and then I'll use them a little bit just because I don't want to get muddy the waters. And they all really mean the same thing. So you've got AUS, Automated Underwriting System. Then you've got the DU, which is Desktop Underwriter. That's Fannie Mae's Automated Underwriting System. And then you've also got LP, Loan Prospector. That's Freddie Mac's Automated Underwriting System. Now, I've seen some emails and I've seen some messaging, and I've actually consulted with some clients who have made the comment to me that the loan approval is, or their offer must have a DU approval accompanying the offer. And I laugh every time I see that. Why do I laugh every time I see that? Well, and I also saw one that made me extremely angry, because I saw one company that's saying they'll give you a DU approval and your real estate professional can eliminate the loan contingencies. They can check box J4 on the California Residential Purchase Agreement saying no loan contingencies. And I'm here to tell you that if you do that, you're leaving yourself open to a huge, huge amount of risk. Now, a great real estate professional, you know, all the contingencies that are in there, great real estate professionals have, I think, 37 ways to get you out of the contract with, you know, based on all the different options that are there. So here's the issue with the DU approval. If somebody is completely ignorant and they have no clue in the world what they're doing as a loan originator, they can put in a whole bunch of garbage into that system and get a DU approve eligible or an AUS approve eligible. And it doesn't mean anything more than the paper it's written on. Now, I can get them in some legal trouble. I'll tell you what I mean by that as well. But then you look at it, and a great loan professional, if they really want to, they can make that DU come out approve eligible as well. They just manipulate a few numbers here. The initial approval, that automated underwriting, is a tool that's used in lending for the lender to go and start verifying all the data that you've provided, because everything has to be verified. So the initial DU is really meaningless. So be very, very careful of that. Now, why do I say that it can cause a legal problem for the lender or the loan professional handing out that document? There's non-public information on that document. So if that document is handed out and it doesn't have the proper redactions on there, you're spreading non-public information about an individual, and it can get you in some serious legal trouble. So I really urge you, be careful of what's going on there and who you're giving authorization to share your non-public information with. Just a thought for you. Be careful of that one. So the DU approval doesn't mean a whole lot. When we talk about a pre-qualification, pre-approval, they're basically just saying that somebody's looked at your information and giving you some data. And they're saying that based on a cursory look, good to go. What's more important, I've shared this with you also, the Fast Pass loan approval from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Why is that so much different? Well, that's because the underwriter has actually reviewed all the file. They've reviewed that automated underwriting, and they've done all the verifications already. So really what ends up happening is you can close your loan in about 15 days after you have that Fast Pass approval. Big, big difference than most parts of the world. Now, the other thing that I did get a number of questions on is we did a short segment last week, or maybe earlier this week, about closing costs. And again, this is an issue that I'm a big, big proponent of, is you have to have a professional real estate agent working with a professional lender, not an online service, on either end, because you can get your closing costs all covered by your lender. Now, how do they do that? Well, it's very simple. They increase your interest rate 6 months out They go and they just do a streamline refinance to bring your interest rates back down again. But you can trade maybe $100 a month extra in payments for 3% loan savings. Think about that, 3% concessions for your closing costs. So I buy a $400,000 house, $12,000, spend $100 a month to get it, probably another couple thousand for your streamline refinance, if that. Trade off, let's see, $2,600 for $12,000. Tell me if that makes any sense to you.
Makes sense to me, Ron.
Right? I mean, it's just logic. Those are all tools. But if you don't know about them, if you're not doing a loan every day, if you're not buying a house every day, well, then maybe you don't know about those things. Maybe nobody's helping you understand those things. And that's why I am such a huge proponent of having a great real estate professional. Not just somebody with a license, because anybody that can fog a mirror can get a real estate license. It is a horrible barrier to entry on the real estate world. It takes longer to get a license to cut someone's hair than it does even my hair, where I don't have, well, you and I both, Aaron.
Mine.
Right? I mean, it takes longer to get a license to cut hair than it does to be able to help somebody buy a $500,000 house. So I want a great individual. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Aaron Zapata, somebody that's around California that does these type of things, because they're vetted. They're people that we know that are doing great work helping people. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Holy cow, we got a lot to talk about with Aaron Zapata. Interest rates, Amazon getting into real estate. We'll talk about that. Selling properties with tenants in them. Five greatest benefits of home ownership. Places where your credit scores have risen the fastest. Apps for summer travel. We got to get on to the show. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Carmen, appreciate the information. I like that, no pun intended. Brett Marie, it's nice to see you on there as well. I've got some comments in. We're seeing comments coming in on our from our friends on Facebook. So if you have some comments questions, let's just get them in there. And Aaron and I are watching these things, and we'll be more than happy. Zolma, good to see you on there as well. Who else do we have? Karen, glad you're there. Nice seeing so many folks on there that we recognize. Glad to have you with us this morning. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST. NEST to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. No advertising on there. You just put the information that you want in there. You get a text message whenever a property comes on the market in your neighborhood. You also get a text message if we set it up for you anytime a home sells that's in your neighborhood. So it's kind of fun stuff. Freddie Mac reported on the benefits of home ownership. According to their report, here are five benefits that should be at the top of everyone's list. Number one, home ownership can help you build equity over time. Number two, your monthly payments will remain stable. Number three, you may have some tax benefits. Number four, you can take pride in ownership. Number five, home ownership improves your community. I'm going to put the whole report on because I don't want to spend a huge amount of time on this when I have Aaron in the studio with us and we can chat with him. But five greatest benefits of home ownership. And again, this is according to a Freddie Mac report. Again, I posted the whole a story on our Facebook pages and all our social media pages. Bottom line, there are many benefits to home ownership. That's why it is still a critical piece of the American dream. If you're thinking about buying, maybe you don't believe that you can buy. Maybe you don't believe that you're ready to buy right now. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. One of my joys in life is taking somebody who either doesn't believe that they can own a home and showing them that they really can, or on the flip side, putting together a game plan for them to own a home. Because it doesn't matter. Today is only one small cog. It's about the long term, and real estate is not, for most people, something about flipping. It's about, you know, long-term issues. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST. NEST to 79564. Aaron Zapata, Impact Properties, is with us this morning. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. It's good to be back, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. You've got a lot going on, growing your real estate practice, now three offices.
Yeah, three offices, three different counties, from L.A. County to San Diego County, and 27 agents and growing. So it's exciting.
You know what I find the most exciting of what I when I chat with you, Aaron, is that you know, I'm sure opening offices and you having an MBA, you're not doing it because it's sexy. You're doing it because it makes financial sense, business sense, that you're constantly looking at ways to educate the consumer and the real estate professionals.
Absolutely.
And I love that heart.
Absolutely. There's so much bad information out there, both for consumers and for realtors, that you just have to decipher what's true and what's not true. And you have to use the data that is good data to your advantage and understand how that helps you in this industry, but also in owning houses and things like that. So I love teaching people, and Dave Ramsey is one of my mentors, and he always says, find somebody with the heart of a teacher. And so I've taken that to heart myself and really having that heart of being a teacher to people.
Absolutely. And you know something, Dave Ramsey's done a great job, and I don't agree with, you know, I don't concur with a lot of his philosophies, just because, but not that they're bad. It's just that we have different philosophies.
I mean,
I think, you know, when you're talking about he's in Tennessee, got a great program, huge audience. You have a $100,000 mansion in Tennessee, you know, having that paid off, good deal, right? Having a $1 million mansion in Southern California or $2 million or whatever the difference is, you get a lot of debt equity right there.
Sure.
So I'm a big fan of, you know, having enough cash to pay that off if you want to.
Yeah.
But keep your cash working for you.
Well, and definitely do that, but also the principles of the idea of paying down debt over time. It's just a great freedom.
Absolutely.
For people. And it's great because I've counseled a lot of people here in Southern California that have a hard time implementing a lot of those strategies. And we simply look at their budget starting from that and saying, look, let's look at where you spend your money.
Right.
And that's an eye opener for a lot of people that don't realize how much money they spend on Starbucks or how much money they spend on X or the car or the insurance. And it allows us to help young people buy houses because they realize how much money they're spending on things to impress other people rather than working towards their own family.
You know, I mean, that's a whole key right there, right? I mean, is it more important? And I think it gets down to putting on showing somebody in black and white. It's about that desire. Do you have a desire to impress somebody else or to reach your own goals?
Right.
Which is more important to you, right? I mean, if you say that it's to impress somebody, okay, let's work toward that.
Sure.
Right. I mean, because there's nothing wrong with that as long as that's a conscious decision.
Right.
Now, the idea of the real estate, though, I mean, I still look at it, and I even in this day where I hear – I battle people, and I don't know if I'll ask your opinion. I battle people all the time. They say we're going back into another bubble. And
– I've heard that.
I'm sure you have.
I've heard that we're in a bubble.
Right. How many years did we hear after the dot-com bubble that the stock market was in another bubble?
Right. Well,
that was 17 years ago, right?
Well, you know, no one's talking about this except for me. And it's the fact that this is the first real estate recovery we've had since the internet really has been our bread and butter. Like, it's our source for data. It's our source for gauging what's happening in the market. It's our source for news. It's the first long-term recovery. And because of the instant transfer of data from companies and banks and things like that, I think they've put together a lot of ways to avoid another crash the way it happened before. I don't know that it's going to not happen, but I don't think it's going to happen the same way. So I think looking to the past and trying to predict what's going to happen in the future is not really a good thing to do, because I think if there is a crash, that it's going to be because something that we're not aware of right now.
Interesting. A lot of economists are going to have a problem with that because, you know, basically when I was at Chapman anyway, the definition they gave us for economics was studying the past to understand the present and predict the future.
Well, and if you want to do that, you can study the, you know, ice ages and try to figure out what's happening today. It just at some point, the technology and the market and the internet has changed the way we do business. You look at Amazon, you look at companies like that who have grown to huge billion-dollar companies that didn't exist 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It's radically changing how we do business, including real estate.
Very interesting because, you know, we looked at that 10 years ago, 12 years ago when I was in the import-export business. We looked and we said, who's going to ever approach what Walmart's doing? And obviously, you know, 10 years, 15 years hence, Amazon is certainly a viable competitor for what Walmart's doing.
Absolutely.
Right. So the question becomes, what's that going to look like 10 years from now?
Well, and what companies are going to be here 10 years from now that aren't here today?
Right. Absolutely. And that's a huge, huge question because none of us really know that answer.
So we understand that in technology, but we still look to the old metrics to try to determine what's happening in real estate, assuming that home ownership is the same as it ever was. You own a house, you buy it, you get a loan, and those are metrics that are the fundamentals of how owning a house exists. But ownership is not tied necessarily to how much you can afford. It is until you're loan qualifying, but people buy for different reasons. People buy with cash, and they'll pay over and above asking price with cash.
Sure.
So it's not about how much you can afford. It's why do we buy homes? And if that desire changes, that's not a market event. That's not an economic event. If a buyer's desire changes and everybody decides owning homes is no longer important, that's great for landowners who have rentals.
Sure.
But not great for people like me who own my house because now I have to become a you know, my value may go down because buyers just back off.
Well, the value, but then on that, along with those same lines, I guess, is even though the value goes down, that's only meaningful if you're looking to sell.
That's correct.
Right. I mean, because if your house, if you own your house and, you know, you're able to afford that property or you've got it paid off, whatever that may be, it only becomes valuable. I mean, it's like an Apple computer. It's great. It's got no value to me to sell it because I have no desire to sell it.
Right.
Right. So your house is the same thing. You know, I want to have, when Harvard does their study each year, generally the finances of home ownership comes in number 5 or number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's not the main reason. We're going to talk more about this with Aaron Zapata when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about places where credit scores have risen the fastest. And apps you need for summer travel. Think about that. Just it goes on what we were just talking about. Apps you need for summer travel. Who would
have
thought?
Those apps.
Right? Who would have ever thought about that? Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800 306 1-990-800-306-1990. Good to see you joining us, Jeff. When are we going to get you in studio again? Great. You always have some great information for our listeners, so I'm looking forward to your next appearance when you're in town long enough. But I know you're busy with the Dodgers right now. Great information, though. Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only one that I know of that has the fast pass approval that legitimately allows your real estate professional to check that box J4. No loan contingencies required on the transaction because the underwriter's already done all the work on it. You don't have to worry about it. Close maybe 10 or 12 days. Think about that concept. It's all dealing with the appraisal. Places where credit scores have risen the fastest. That is the subject of Your Credit Matters. Your credit score is important. It can determine whether you get a credit card with 0% as an introductory APR or a 23% APR. It also might determine an interest rate, 3.5% or 5%. I don't know where we just got some background coming in there, guys. We'll see what's going on with that. I don't know where we – maybe one of our mics are doing something funny on me. We'll check that out. Hopefully you don't, that doesn't become too distracting for you those that are listening. People are getting more credit savvy. In 2016, the average American is more credit savvy than the average American in 2010. Data from Experian shows the average credit score for Americans in 2010 was 667. By 2016, that number rose to 673. So those people that think you have to have an 800 credit score to do anything, that is so false. Held true across most cities as well. Metro-level data shows a similar increase. On average, metros saw their residents' credit scores increase by 3.5 points. And there are some places. We'll look at their areas where it's higher. Las Vegas, Nevada, Fort Myers. They're some of the highest growing areas. Maybe it's because their numbers were so slow. Palm Springs is tied for third with Phoenix. L.A. is number 5. San Diego. We got a lot of areas in California where people are getting credit savvy. Want information on how to help your credit scores and get rid of the errors off your reports? Give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage when you're ready for that fast pass loan approval. That is Your Credit Matters. Chatting this morning, Aaron Zapata is in the house. Impact Properties is the name of his growing company. And we've been chatting about, well, I want to talk a little bit, Aaron, about I just saw that Amazon had a blink show up on their website that they're look for a real estate agent. Zillow is now talking about making offers through their website. I know my opinion is that you need guidance, that those things are, you know, they might be good for somebody, but not most buddies.
Well, and it depends what you're looking for. Some of those sites now you can find a professional, and that's what Amazon did, was find a real estate professional. They took the placeholder off their website, but for a blip there, they had it up there, meaning that they're maybe getting into the real estate market. Zillow is definitely entering into the instant purchasing of homes, where you can, as a homeowner, go on there and you can click a button that says receive an offer now from Zillow. But all that information, there's so much information, and the real estate dynamics are changing. There's a number of companies that are filing for public IPOs, entering into this market, trying to radically change real estate as we know it. And all that does right now in the early stages is that's creating a lot of information that is really meaningless until it's deciphered. It's like computer code, but if you don't really know what you're looking at, it's just data. It's just numbers on a page. So you know, it's kind of like the analogy I like to use is it's when you're feeling sick. All of us go online, we start looking up our symptoms, and we start Googling things, and you end up going to WebMD sometimes, sure. And you look up all your symptoms, and you realize, okay, I definitely have pneumonia, or you figure out what you have. But one thing you can't do is you can't call up a prescription drug company and say, hey, I think I have, and would you send me this prescription drug to handle what I'm self-diagnosing myself with? You have to go to a doctor.
Right.
They have to decipher and to do their own test and their own skills and their own training to help you really diagnose what you have, because you may have read it wrong. And so I like to think of lenders, realtors, as people in the industry that are well qualified to make those diagnoses, even though you think you have the information from Zillow or Redfin or Realtor.com, anything like that, that you think you have the information you need, you really need to go see somebody. It's not just about value anymore.
Right.
It's about the experience. It's about the legal ramifications. I was talking to one of my agents this morning. You know, we have over 200 forms that we have to consult on a regular basis. Our forms database is hundreds and hundreds of forms that we have to use to make sure that our clients are protected legally in a real estate transaction.
That's an amazing issue right there, because there are so many of those that you start worrying about, are you using the right one?
Right.
I mean, I was consulting with someone just recently, and they were buying a house they've lived in for 8 years, and the agent, and I don't know the forms. I've got a real estate license. I am not qualified to do a real estate transaction. I consult people on lending and issues like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, is it a tenant in possession form? Is it a whatever the name of the form is? And, you know, the name of the form in California may not be the same as the name of the form in Arizona.
Right.
Right. So if you're moving in state, if it's a job relocation, these are all major issues. Then you start talking about, you know, getting seller concessions and lender concessions.
Yeah.
And how do you build those in to make your transaction work? And you don't get that data, that experience.
Yeah, it's really hard to try to do it on your own. It just is. I mean, it's so complex. Not only is the data complex, but the forms are complex, and the transaction is more and more complicated today than it's ever been. Back in the 50s and the 60s, you could buy a house with 4 or 5 pieces of paper.
Right.
And now it's hundreds of paper.
Absolutely.
Plus your loan docs, which are hundreds of sheets long. I mean, it's crazy. There's a lot of information that needs to go through.
You know, one of the areas that I like to analogize, like as you did with the doctor, is whatever you're doing today, right? I mean, if you're a lineman working for an electric company, or if you're a cable man that comes and puts the cable service in your house, you're studying that,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing that 10, 12, 14 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you become an expert. You've seen it so many times. You can almost find the right connection by feel.
Right.
Right. If somebody asked me what the connection is to get up on a pole and connect the line, I could probably go online and find it.
Right.
I might try and do it and kill myself.
Right.
Right.
We don't want that, Ron.
But it's the same.
Exactly.
Same exact thing. So whatever someone else is doing, whatever your job is, could I do it part time once every 7 years and do it as well as you do it?
Yeah.
That's the big issue.
Well, and a homeowner does sell a house every 7 years on average.
Right.
And when you work with a top agent, they're normally selling anywhere from 40 to 100 houses a year.
Right.
And so there's definitely experience and processes that help with that experience to make sure it's a great process.
And ironically enough, I have an agent that comes in here. She's local in the area. I think she said just celebrated her 40th year with a broker's license.
Awesome.
And she made the comment to me that every transaction has a hiccup or speed bump.
Yes, it does.
She said, after 40 years, we just know how to navigate them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so
you just know how to fix the problem when they arise. Or when it arises, it doesn't freak you out after you've had so much experience, because it seems like there's nothing new under the sun. And so it's like, oh, we've been through this before. We'll figure it out.
Now, something that you mentioned to me before we went on air this morning, Aaron, was something that is very, very important to me, and I think it should be to everybody that's listening to us as well. Is you were sharing that in your Escondido office, you have an agent that just got their license.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing that I look at there, and again, I might have mentioned this, I think I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, takes longer to get a license to cut hair than it does to get a real estate license.
Correct.
But when they're working in a team like yours, where you've got an educator and somebody with the heart of a teacher. Mm-hmm. I use that line. I stole it from Steve Harney. I know you said you got it from Dave Ramsey.
Okay.
They probably stole it from one another.
Right.
I don't know which started it.
Breakfast meeting one day, they came up with it.
Same concept.
Right.
But if somebody wants to get into the industry, to me, that's the way to do it, is to go to work for a firm like yours, where you've got the heart of a teacher leading, and they can, you know, then the consumer can feel comfortable that even though that's a new agent, they've got somebody that's teaching them and guiding them.
Well, it's definitely a requirement for anybody who wants to succeed in the business as a realtor. I mean, you have to find a company or an agent that's going to take you under their wing and walk you through it, because there's so many things to learn. And it is so big. It's like, you know, just it's huge. It's too much to do on your own. So we do have that. We have some internal training seminars and things that we do for our agents. We have a private Facebook page where we share training tips and things like that. But no matter where you're at, you have to have somebody to lean on. And so I'm excited for Gina, our new agent there, because she is going to be working with Chris, and he's awesome. And you just have to. But you can't be afraid of using somebody new, especially if, you know, typically a new agent has a hard time getting business.
Sure.
Because they don't have the confidence. But when that person is working under the wings of another person, you're really leaning on the person's experience to make sure that that person is doing the right job the right way. And I always told my new agents, I said, look, you are being watched like a hawk. I'm not going to let you make a mistake because I'm not going to put my license on the line for your mistake. So you're going to run everything by me. We're going to talk about every form, every deal, every transaction, every question. You're going to run it by me before you give an answer. And that's why you do it. That's how you train new people to make sure they know what the experienced agent would say in that circumstance.
And that's the idea of in a lot of areas, the apprentice.
Yeah, the apprentice.
Right?
Absolutely.
A mentor, have somebody out there and the agent has to be smart enough to realize that they're not that smart. And I don't mean that in a negative, in a sarcastic way, but none of us are smart on day one.
No, not at all.
Right? I mean,
not at all.
Could you imagine the difference of what you know today about real estate from the day that you got your license?
Well, and the thing about licensing, Ron, in California is that there's no experiential requirement.
Right.
So you have all head knowledge. It's like going to medical school and never, you know, doing any rounds at a hospital. It's like all book knowledge. And then you're like, okay, here's your license to go cut somebody open.
Right.
I've never done that before. Exactly. But you got your license, so go ahead and do it. You got to have somebody watching over you.
Absolutely. Great information. We're going to continue our conversation with Aaron Zapata when we come back. Also talk about some apps that you need for summer travel. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgage.com. Are you over 62 years of age? Do you have some equity? Are you looking for a new house? Are you looking to save some taxes? Are you looking to increase your Social Security benefit? All of those are things that can be discussed by using a reverse mortgage. Many people don't understand that. Check it out, AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Some apps you need for summer travel, being in the summer months. Maybe you want to look at these before you send that out-of-office email. You have to book your flights, reserve a rental car, plan an itinerary. It can be a pretty big headache. Four apps that will make your planning your trip a little bit easier. Number one, Lola. First up, Lola, personal travel agent, can help you book everything from flights to hotels, rental cars. Download the app. You answer a few questions about your travel preferences and then start a new trip. Need a hotel? You open up that chat window, provide your travel dates, and Lola's team of experts will respond with options and even book it for you. The suggestions they offer are free, but the app may charge fees for some transactions. $25 is the number I've heard most recently. However, that's a small price if you want to spend, if you want to save some hours. Skyscanner. If you'd rather find and book your own travel, then Skyscanner is a pretty much of a one-stop shop. You use that one, Aaron?
No, I was thinking a different app.
When it comes to flights, Skyscanner shows you the most affordable options on all major airlines, including Southwest Airlines. Grab for a hungry traveler with a short layover. There are a few apps better than Grab. This genius invention lets you pick a restaurant at the airport, look at the entire menu, and then order food from your phone. Pay through the app. Once you get to the terminal, you just grab the grub and go. Localure. It's easy to miss out on hidden gems when you're new to a city. Don't let this happen to you. Localure is a handy app that helps visitors avoid tourist traps and discover local hotspots. If you're looking to eat or drink, I'm always looking to eat or drink. My wife might be online here, so I better be careful there. But that's a good one as well. Localure, that is the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Aaron Zapata is in the house. Impact Properties is the name of his company, growing company. Love chatting with Aaron because he and I can just get off on tangents. We generally don't even plan what we're going to talk about, which makes it more, to me, it's more exciting. It's not a script. You know, you and I can just go off in different areas because I know that you study the industry.
All the time.
Right? And
all the time.
It's my job, Ron. For, right.
It's my job. If I don't do it, I'm worthless.
But there are a lot of people out there that, you know, they think their job, I mean, there's a local real estate agent here in Orange County, Anaheim Hills area, who doesn't, his job is to buy and sell houses. If it's not a preview or an open house or a listing appointment, it's not his job, and he's one of the top agents.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how people, you know, the heart of the teacher comes back again, and it's just an interesting concept. Wanted to ask you a couple of questions because I see this advertising, and I know that you do a lot of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that one of the marketing ploys that I'm seeing out there is the real estate professional that says, if I don't sell your house, I'll buy it.
Sure. It's a
who's
great offer.
Whose best interest is that?
Well, you have to read the fine print, and I've read some of those offerings, and sometimes they print them really nice in certificates, and they'll put them in their presentations,
right.
And it looks great. But if you read carefully, they most normally go like this. If you have to list to the house at the price that I recommend as the agent. B, if we don't sell it in a certain amount of time, then I will buy it, but you agree to sell it to me at a drastically reduced price, typically anywhere from 20 to 40% below market value.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's quite a deal, you know, for the agent if it doesn't work out. And the homeowner has to really agree to list at the price that the agent recommends. So I don't know any realtors. I'm sure there have been some that have ended up buying the houses, but typically it's an opportunity for the agent to get in front of a person to try to get them to sell their house.
I would submit would the agent want to sell the house? Because if you have the opportunity at a predisposed time of buying it for 20 to 40% below market,
it almost,
a good deal for him.
It almost begs the question, is your interest tied in with the homeowners if you're trying to sell that system? It's also looking at like these instant offers through OfferPad, Zillow. They call these instant offers, they call them an iBuyer, an internet buyer, an investor's institution that will make an instant offer on your house. So you can go on Zillow right now and you can say, make me an offer. And Zillow's investors will make you an offer that you can sell your house, and it's like as is, guaranteed price. Only problem is they've had like thousands of these, and very few have even agreed to the offer price. Because what you find out in so many situations where those kind of situations exist, the buyer gets the benefit of making that offer, not the homeowner. It's not in the homeowner's interest to take one of these instant offers, because there are fees that are attached to them and things like that. It ends up costing them just as much to sell a home through an iBuyer situation as it does to list with a realtor, but they're not getting market value. They never get market value. That's just not the intent of these big institutions who serve investors.
So you have to understand in that situation, because I've never really explored that, but you have to understand what's happening there. The people that are the buyer in that situation,
they need
idiots.
To win. They're not. No, they're sophisticated buyers. They've got millions of dollars behind them, and it's just a numbers game.
Right.
They're just hoping that somebody will say, oh, sure, I'll take that offer.
And, put out 30 lowball offers, and if one or two people take it, we're happy.
Yeah, absolutely. If one out of 100
right.
take it, they're happy. They're going to make a lot of money on that one sale.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So dispelling some rumors, that's what we talk about here, Ron Siegel Radio, as the consumer advocate for you. Aaron, I go all the time to Chapman University's economic forecast, and they talk about demographics, and they're one of the only ones that do a California and an Orange County forecast.
Sure.
And they've talked recently about the high net worth individuals that are leaving California, and
yes.
we're importing more of the working class and lower income citizens.
Mm-hmm.
What's that doing with some of our buyers or our property investors? Are they staying in California? Are you seeing them move out? What's happening?
Well, the high net worth individuals who have a significant tax burden at the end of the year, just because they make a lot of money or whatever the reason be, a lot of them are voting with their feet. They are getting up and they're leaving California. They're not leaving. They're running to other states and other parts of the country where the tax burden is less. And so a lot of them are taking their companies out. They're selling their nice houses. They're just getting out of California. They're going to states typically without a sales tax an income tax. And so we are seeing a change. But it's not affecting home values right now. But essentially, you have a lot of these multimillion-dollar homes or the million-dollar-plus market, which is very normal for Orange County. They're being purchased by a lot of cash investors that don't intend to live in the house.
So what are they doing with them then?
So a lot of them rent them out. Some of them leave them vacant. There's a house that's very near to one of my clients' house here near Belinda, and the property was sold 2 years ago, and nobody lives in it. It's a $1.6 million house. A gardener comes out around once a week. Someone goes in there once a month and turns on all the lights, flushes the toilets. And the neighbor told me that. He said, but nobody lives there. And so my fear in that kind of situation is what I call an empty city, where you have beautiful, nice homes, but you have no people that actually live there. And I think that could hurt our local city governments with their tax revenues because they're not shopping.
Sure.
They're not living there. It's just an empty house with a great property tax value. And that's all the city's going to get out of it is property tax.
In those instances, so it sounds like I've heard of quite a bit of that happening as well. And it's basically foreign investors, from what I hear,
mm-hmm.
who are parking money because the United States is a safe haven.
Safer than where they're from.
Right.
Absolutely.
So they really don't care about the property. All they're saying is, if I get my money back or most of it back, they don't even care about appreciation.
Right.
If I get my money or most of my money back, I'm happy.
Well, 0% return is safer than losing it all,
right?
Which is what could happen in my country. So, you know, that's definitely happening in our communities. It's happening in our area, and something that we as realtors have to be aware of and educate homeowners on that.
Absolutely. Great information, as always. If you want to meet Aaron Zapata, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with him and his team. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day. To join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.